Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, hour number three, Anthony Lima, Daryl Ryder celebrating a Cavs Game 7 win. We don't say that a lot. Game 7 win, especially without LeBron. We don't even say getting to the second round, Eastern Conference semis a lot, when LeBron James is not involved.
With the Cavaliers, you do. They're 6-2 all time in Game 7s. Lima, but give them their just due.
All right. They haven't been to the second round since 93, though.
That's true.
It has been a long road to get here, and that's why we're asking the question today, what does it mean? How big of an accomplishment is it? Because I feel like fans that I'm talking to are all over the map on this. I mean, it was really ugly in the first half of yesterday's game, and then people were saying they were done watching the team, couldn't wait for the blow-up. This solidifies that not only is JB gone, but Kobe is gone, and we can build a normal basketball team again with, you know, not two bigs and two smalls and play like the rest of the relevant NBA is playing. And then a funny thing happened on the way to the destruction because they were incredible in the second half. Everybody got going. Max Strus found his shot. Darius Garland had some threes to put him over the edge late, had a nice fourth quarter. And Donovan Mitchell en route to 38 points. He had 50 the game before. What more can you say about Donovan? 39 points make it. I mean, that was a spectacular performance by Donovan, the tail end of the series. And the Cavs are moving on. They are moving on. And do you feel a little bit better about them today than maybe you did at the end of the regular season?
Donovan Mitchell's 89 points combined in games 6 and 7 rank second all-time in NBA history for a player combined scoring in games 6 and 7. Can you, Anthony Lima, tell me the player who scored more points combined in games 6 and 7 of a series than Donovan Mitchell's 89?
Any series?
Any playoff series, right?
Is it a trick question?
I think I know that.
It might be a trick question. We'll see. Is it a trick question for you?
I'm going to say nobody.
No, there is somebody.
There is somebody.
There is somebody.
That's why I thought it might be a trick question.
Was it LeBron James in 2016 in the finals?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Allen Iverson scored 90 points in 2001, games 6 and 7 combined.
Against what? Was it the Vince Carter?
It might have been.
Toronto Raptors?
Yeah, it might have been. But yeah, Iverson edged out Donovan Mitchell by a single point for the most points scored combined in games 6 and 7.
Yeah, I mean,
All he got was that tiny statue.
Well, a very, very tiny statue.
It was
an incredible performance. And what he was able to do, and it was weird, because in game 6, he scores 50 points. And
nobody ended up scoring for the final, like, 18 minutes of
the game. Yeah, and it ended up, for some people, it ended up as an indictment against Donovan. You know, I heard, not only were people in my mentions telling me what a ball hog he was, but on NBA radio, I think it was Getzeiler, he's been on the show plenty of times. I really like him, but he said,
Brian Getzeiler.
Yeah, it was a total detriment to the team. They can't win like that. Well, of course, you wouldn't draw that up, but were you watching just how scared a bunch of those Cavs were on the road in Orlando in game 6 in a closeout game? Like, they were petrified. Guys like Isaac Okoro wanted nothing to do with the ball. Darius Garland wanted nothing to do with the ball. And so the ball ended up in the hands of Donovan Mitchell, and they were saying, bail us out. And boy, did he. But not enough to get the win in that case.
These were the same fans that complained that LeBron scored the final 25 points against the Pistons.
Nobody complained about that, Daryl. That was like the all-time performance of my lifetime as a Cavs fan. Come on. Nobody could have complained about that performance.
You'd be surprised.
Well, maybe I would be because, I saw some weird Donovan Mitchell slander. People were saying good riddance. I had somebody say, I told you from the day they made the trade, he didn't want to be here, and there's the evidence.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, what on earth are you guys talking about? You guys know what superstar play is. This is superstar play. This is what you need in the NBA. This is why you make the Donovan Mitchell deal. Because if you don't have a guy like Donovan Mitchell who can pull this off, then you have no chance in the NBA.
And on top of it, he's trying to carry Darius Garland along for the ride. Every 5 seconds yesterday, arms around Darius, trying to...
He probably did more as a counselor yesterday than he
yeah.
did.
I mean, he should get overtime for
those
that.
Those are billable hours, yeah.
Jeez, oh, man.
But that's what I mean. Not only did he do it on the floor, he clearly provided that leadership, and these guys responded to it. Sometimes you can lead in a bad way. And over the years, there have been seasons when Kobe Bryant or LeBron James, sometimes the tough love stuff doesn't work, and it backfires. In this case, it absolutely worked, and the players credited Donovan with that, and you could see it. The body language, the emotion, just look at the face at Darius Garland. And it was capped off. You want to talk about how it was punctuated after he missed the three and they got the loose ball rebound and the ball ended up back in the hands of Darius Garland. And he had no problems, no lack of confidence being able to stroke that three. That's where we saw it. Not only that. Here's Donovan Mitchell. Thank you, Daryl. Not only that, here is Donovan Mitchell on what those last two games and 89 points, what that's all about.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, first of all, I'm tired of losing the first round. That's first and foremost, and that's just you work too hard. We work too hard as a group, so that was kind of my mindset. And, understanding that they were going to go on a run, I'm glad it was the first half. Like, that kind of gave us something to respond to. But for me, just being attack-minded going out, obviously battling through what I'm battling through, but I could battle through it and figure it out, or I could rehab it for the next 3 or 4 months. That's kind of where I'm at mentally. So I'm good and glad we got the dub.
I mean, he did not want to go home.
No.
He did, wherever home is. People see him on the west side all the time.
It's where your heart is.
For all the national people that say that this guy does not want to be in Cleveland, does not want to win with the Cavaliers, doesn't believe he can win with the Cavaliers, can't wait to get out of here, that what you saw from him in this series, Anthony, was anything but. I mean, we have seen anything but since he walked in the door, okay? But that narrative is out there. And let's be honest about it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. The national media is getting it from somewhere that he's thinking bigger picture. But based on what they were able to do in this series and based on how he played and depending what happens against Boston, right, there's a chance that he could commit here long term. But he just does not act like a guy that doesn't want to be here, that can't wait to leave.
I think he has given you everything, Daryl. He has poured his heart and soul into this.
He has emptied the tank. The exhaustion on his face when he hugged Darius Garland after the final horn. They found each other on the floor, and they gave each other
embrace.
A hug. I mean, it was a sigh of relief, I think, from Darius, because he played one of the worst game sevens you'll ever see, with the exception of him hitting that three-pointer after getting the second do-over there. He did not play well. He has had many stretches in this series where he has been very careless and sloppy handling the basketball. But Donovan's his biggest cheerleader, and Donovan is the biggest cheerleader of his teammates. And when he can't get it done himself, or I should say when he doesn't do it himself, he has the faith and belief in his teammates that when he gives them the ball, similar to LeBron, remember early in LeBron's career, I'll go back, well, I mentioned the Pistons come from behind win, right, where LeBron scored the 25, right? Remember in that series, LeBron was just getting killed because he was passing the ball late in the game to Donyell Marshall and Damon Jones.
Yeah, they used to say that Jordan would never do that.
Right. And LeBron said, hey, they were open. I was making the basketball play. That's what I do. It's not just about me on the floor. I will always make the basketball play. And look, in game six, Donovan had to play hero ball. Nobody else around him was doing anything. Thankfully, yesterday, teammates got the memo. Got to help this guy out in the fourth quarter. He got you there. 17 points in the third. Got you to a point where you could win that game. And it did not have to be the Donovan Mitchell show exclusively in the fourth quarter. Darius hit a big shot. The supporting cast, you talked about Strus
in the third.
Coming up big in the third, right? Caris LeVert from start to finish, 15 points off the bench. I wrote after the game, he really kept the Cavs from completely falling off the cliff in that first half with his play on both ends of the floor and the energy that he brought. But, man, Donovan Mitchell has given – you need guys like Donovan Mitchell so that the fans that still hate the trade to this day and everything the Cavaliers gave up to get him, and you can make an argument maybe Kobe made the trade a year early, but when those opportunities present themselves, you have to strike when the iron is hot. And you have gotten everything Donovan Mitchell could give you in the 3 years he's been a Cavalier. And you got it in this series. He has emptied the tank time and time again. He could have shut it down in the regular season with the knee injury, but he kept coming back. And you can make an argument, maybe that prolonged it a little bit. He's hobbled on the knee this time. And he mentioned in the clip we just played, he had a choice. Either play through it or spend the next 3 to 4 or 5 months rehabbing the thing.
I got to get to one point about Donovan Mitchell, because I want to get to the psychology of fans, because I was noticing something even after the 50-point outburst in Game 6, and I think I have an explanation as to why there was some negative feedback. We'll get to that. Plus, crisis averted. What did winning that series truly mean for the jobs of JB, for Kobe, and for this roster construction? That's coming up, 216-474-0092. That, and I am told we have clips from the Tom Brady roast last night where there was a Robert Kraft massage line and an Aaron Hernandez joke. Can we even play those on the radio? Stick around and find out here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.